welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Stephen, welcome.
Hi there, Brian.
So ESET and Harris have done a poll of 2,000 adults, 18 years or older, and found some really interesting patterns with passwords. And, you know, one of the surprising facts is your grandmother may be safer than you are. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Stephen?
Yes, Brian. This was a study really to examine user behavior with regard to passwords and other credentials, which are obviously very important for securing your data. And we found actually there was a pretty good overall score in terms of using complex passwords, and we kind of define that as we ask people, when creating any personal password, I use a combination of numbers, letters, and symbols. If somebody said yes, they're using numbers, letters, and symbols, that's indication that they're using a pretty good password. And overall, over 80% of people were doing that, but the lowest score at 77% was people in the 18 to 34-year-old age group, whereas the highest score was 55 and over, which scored 89. And so, yes, it does look like, from that question, younger people not as conscientious about using a strong password as older people.
And it turns out that, according to this study, that students are particularly bad here. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, what we saw on this complex password question and a number of other questions, students were scoring lower. And I think I've seen this anecdotally. Classic example is leaving their computer open in the dorm room. That is, you know, unpassword protected so anybody can use it, which is a very scary thing from my perspective, and maybe not as conscious of the risks that they run by using weak passwords and also sharing passwords across systems.
So let's talk a little bit about sharing those passwords across systems. It's hard for people to remember passwords. Obviously, the more complex that they are, the harder it gets. But it seems that people really have a tendency to use the same password for multiple accounts. And so let's talk a little bit about that and really what makes that potentially dangerous.
The situation today is one of really a huge challenge in passwords because we have so many different online accounts. I mean, even 5 years ago, that we didn't need so many passwords. The problem being that if your password is compromised for one account, then your other accounts are at risk if you've used the same password on those as well. And we've seen this actually in an automated attacks where hackers will go after one organization, get a list of usernames and passwords, and often, of course, the username is the email address, take those username and password pairs and blast them at a different system to see which ones work and compromise the accounts there. And so that is a strategy which we've seen, you know, deployed by attackers. And you're right, it's difficult to manage that process. But again, we found in our survey that 46% of people admitted to using the same password for multiple accounts. The younger people, 18 to 34, were more likely to be doing that, and the least likely were the older folks. So again, we have that pattern. An interesting twist on that is that we had a male-female split on this as well. Females 18 to 34 were way more likely to be using the same password for multiple accounts. Least likely were females 55 and older, who were only 35% of them used the same password for several accounts.
So one thing we always like to do is give some advice on what to do. So what are really the best practices, you know, for your passwords or your systems? You know, the top two or three things you could do that make you less likely to experience, you know, a compromise or a breach?
Well, I think first of all is choosing a good password and having different passwords for different systems. Now, choosing a good password is a question of complexity in there. You do want to mix up numbers, letters, symbols. Longer passwords are stronger. The password doesn't necessarily have to be complete gibberish or totally random. You can use various memory systems to remember these by using first letters of words in a song. And a lot of people develop their own. One strategy which we kind of got some indication of in the study was the use of password managers. Now, if you use a good reputable password manager, that may be the way to go if you've got a lot of passwords and you're using them on a system all the time. The other side of it is, okay, how do you protect your system from attack, which may lead to your password being compromised? I mean, we know that there's quite a bit of malware out there which is trying to steal passwords. So obviously you want to be running a good antivirus so you don't get a password stealer or keyboard logger, you know, infecting your system. And you should be patching your systems as well, using the up-to-date versions of your browser and your operating system. And then finally, just don't click on emails from people you don't know, and any kind of email which looks suspicious or you weren't expecting to get.
Stephen, thanks so much for the advice today. If you would like to learn more about the study and the details and how to protect your passwords, you should visit blog.eset.com. Stephen's got a great post up there that goes into the details. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
And we'll see you next week on the Malware Report.